conceived by Sam Robertson.
Two weeks just flew by, similar to how a June bug might, with a forceful, confusing inertia. It's early June now, and the signs of late spring surround Sam on his pleasant walk back home from the post office. Close your eyes here for a minute and see it with me. Breathe it in. The park Sam lives right by is the best. Looking up at a black walnut tree, the sky behind it appears to flutter out of control. If you stare too long and aren't careful, you might get all dizzy and lose track of what you were supposed to be doing as those pointy leaves dance around and crisscross each other in the silky velvet breeze. And now can you hear the impossible sounds of the red-winged blackbirds calling out to each other? Almost like a laser beam from a science fiction book, or the sound of hot sunlight reflecting off of a sword before the final battle in an important video game. Okay, now look over towards the quaking aspen shimmering across the pond. Do you see how it provides the cute mallards with a regal backdrop while they slice through the emerald green of the water's surface with their buoyant bellies? They leave shimmering wakes behind them in that aggressive algae from all that runoff that smells so bad. Can you smell it? And can you hear the sound of the great blue heron as she takes flight? It almost sounds like it's throwing up some chowder it stole. And now, lastly, please observe this giant old cottonwood rooted next to us on the shore. Feel its beastly trunk. What is this thing even? It grew up so fast in the sandy soil. Do not set up a hammock underneath the shade, because any day now, it will probably fall over. And when it does, it will begin to ooze out all the nutrients it magically made by mixing sunlight, water, and dirt through ancient alchemical processes, and critters will come from all over the place to gobble it up and use it for shelter. I'm talking bugs, birds, rodents, and lots of new plants and fungi. And if we were further south, there'd be lizards who would for sure utilize it. Also, stag beetles will march around with their proud mandibles outstretched, clicking against each other in tiny battles over the things that matter to them. Yeah, that's probably what it sounds like. So much will get to take refuge in this one tree's decay soon. It's so good.
I love being out in nature so much!
Sam is almost home now, and wow, is he eager to get there so he can open up all his mail finally. He does truly relish these gorgeous walks back home from the post office, though, so he doesn't want to be too focused on the destination and miss out on the splendor. That's the only reason he's not running. Judging by how heavy this sack of mail is, there's enough responses to his questionnaire to complete his persuasive informational poster that he plans to show people at their doorsteps when they need a little extra convincing to buy his book. He and Cody worked out that good plan over the phone. And now, it's time for action.
Okay, I made it home. It's time to open some fan mail.
Nearly howling with eagerness, Sam kicks his front door open and storms down the stairs to his cold, dark office with his plump taupe mail sack slung over his shoulder. The shadow he casts from the light of the one small, crusty window looks like it could be from a coal miner from the 1800s. He dashes the envelopes out of the satchel all over the surface of his big standing desk. A centipede scatters when he turns on his dusty old lamp. Then he begins to open up the day's treasures. Yes. Yes! So much mail.
Wait, what is all this stuff even? How is there so much junk mail already? I just got this P.O. box 2 weeks ago. Life insurance, pet store coupons, credit card offer, No strings attached.
Luckily, there's plenty of fan mail in there too. But Sam definitely keeps all the credit card offers to maybe buy stuff with down the road. He's pretty low on dough, so it's a nice option to have those up his sleeve. And now, super focused for probably about 3 hours without even using any medicine that helps you focus, Sam meticulously analyzes the results. He tallies, frantically organizing his data, scattering bold shapes and color chunks around like some influential postmodern graphic designer, cutting and gluing detail after detail into easy-to-understand diagrams, peppered with some convincing testimonials such as this one.
You succeeded in getting my wife to read the Bible for the very first time. We love it. Thank you.
And there was enough room to squeeze this one in too at the bottom. It said,
if you keep practicing, maybe you'll get better. These are only worth the Bible verses that inspired them.
Sam puts the finishing touches on the poster with some crayons, adding some eye-catching bursts of color that nobody could ignore.
It's perfect.
Jittery from exertion, Sam picks up his phone.
Hello?
Hi, Cody. This is Sam.
Oh, hi, Sam. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Just wondering if it's a good time to talk a little bit.
I mean, there's no good time exactly with how busy I am, but yeah, now's a good time, I guess. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to call you to let you know I got my poster made that we talked about for showing potential customers at their door, you know? And I'm going to try to do this door-to-door thing again. I just wanted maybe like a little pep talk or something because I'm still really nervous.
Okay, you got this, Sam.
Okay. Thanks, Cody. It helps a lot. I don't feel much shame anymore after my first attempt going door to door. Because that got me feeling really low down. Like I had the blues for a bit there.
Well, when a lot of rejection gets packed into a small window of time, that hurts. That could make most people feel sad. But now you know to let it wash right over you, right?
Thanks for saying that. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, I remember. I'm not supposed to let myself feel feelings when being a salesman. But I can feel optimism, right?
Oh, yeah, you bet. That feeling is fine to experience.
Perfect. I think when people see this poster I made, they're really going to want a copy of the book. I can't wait to go try this out now in a new neighborhood.
That's great. But before you go out, you should do something to energize yourself. Do you have something that pumps you up? For some people, it's karate, and for others, it might be listening to some music that you'd hear at a sporting event, like in an arena.
Yeah, well, let me think. I do have a speed bag.
A what?
You know, like for boxers, the thing you hang from the ceiling that kind of looks like a uvula that you punch really fast?
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course. I know what those are. I have one of those. Yeah, do that. Do that before you go out today.
Okay, cool.
And Sam?
Yeah?
Always be closing.
Yeah, I didn't forget. Always be... Hey, Cody, are you there? Cody? That guy always hangs up way too fast.
Before Sam's boundless optimism can mutate into something more feeble and depressed, he goes over to his laundry room, where his speed bag rests, dangling from the ceiling, silent, but full of noisy potential. He squeezes it. Yes, it's pumped up, just like he is. Refreshed, Sam emerges from the basement and into the lovely spring world. So lovely, it could break your heart if you didn't have your guard up. With his crisp new poster rolled up in one hand and his briefcase clutched tight in his other, he gets into his only truck, feeling so alive. Every sensation feels electric. And after a 15-minute drive, Sam is transported into a new suburban wonderland. Each house houses a mysterious potential. It's almost as if the homes themselves might want to buy books, and not the people in them. This illustrated Old Testament could be the keystone for each house that keeps their feng shui from collapsing and crushing everything beneath it.
Hi,
Hello. Oh, this is a book I'm selling. I'm wondering if you got a minute.
I don't. I'm sorry.
It's a book of art. Do you know anyone that's an artist? Are you an artist?
I'm not. No.
Do you want to see it? I got it.
What's the...
Okay, so it's the Old Testament, but it's not what you expect.
Okay.
It's a different one. I illustrated it. And I have a poster with me of clientele's feedback, and see, it says people that have had nemesises or enemies have, they think that if they would make them friends if they gifted them this book. That's one thing that I did a big survey, so people okay. are like, this is people's responses, customers that have purchased this book.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only Bible I show my friends. You don't have to be religious to do it, to have this book or anything. Sam's Bible is a very high quality book, and the artwork is quite well done. And let's see. How happy are you with your product? 10 is the happiest. 1 is really sad. Everyone put 10.
That's very impressive.
No one's sad.
Yeah.
Would you like to page through it or anything?
No, thanks. I respect it very much.
There's a book I'm selling, and I'm just wondering if you might be interested in learning a little bit about it. You sure?
Yeah. Okay.
It's like, it's an art book. Do you like art?
I don't.
You don't like art?
I don't.
Hi, sir. There's a book I'm selling. I'm wondering if you got a minute. It's a book of art.
No.
Because I see you got art all over, and it's kind of... I can show it to you if you want.
No, thank you.
And I also have a poster of customer satisfaction. Everyone's so satisfied with it.
It's
like,
an interesting marketing
10
to
out of
market door-to-door on something like that, but I don't want to buy anything.
So. Okay, I understand. Thank you. No, there's a book I'm selling. I wonder if you got it.
Okay, what is it you're trying to do? Are you trying to sell something?
Yeah, it's a book that I illustrated. It's the Old Testament, but it's not exactly as
good as... Not a big Bible fan.
This is for that kind of person.
Okay.
But I also have an informational poster with customer testimonials.
No, I'm not interested. Thank you very much.
It's pretty interesting. Okay, thanks. There's a book I've got. I'm wondering if you're interested, if you got a minute to take a look.
Well, we're just renting here. We don't have to
live. That's okay. You don't have to live anywhere in particular to be interested.
No, we're not interested.
Oh, okay. Thank you. This is the Old Testament that I illustrated. It's got 257 illustrations in it.
Well, I'm sure that's really nice, but I just don't need another one.
You don't need another one? Well, you haven't seen this one. Look, I made even the poster.
That's okay.
You don't want to see the informational poster?
No, I don't have time, and I'm not interested.
Okay. See ya. Hi, this is a book I'm selling. I'm wondering if you got a minute.
I do not. Thank you.
You don't want to hear what book it is or anything?
No, thank you.
You see me as a pop-up on your web browser?
I guess that went okay. Sam decided to stop at one more house before heading home.
Hi, I've got a book I'm selling. I'm wondering if you got a minute?
Oh, I'm sorry. I am super busy.
Hold on just a sec, please. I have a poster here I'd like to show you with customer testimonials and graphs based on a survey I conducted with people who've already bought the book.
Okay, let's see this thing.
Sure, let me unroll it for you here. Hold on, actually. I've got to set my briefcase down first.
Well, how about you crack open that briefcase, too, and let me see what... book you got in there, as long as you're here.
Okay, well, it's the Old Testament, but I illustrated it myself. You don't need to be religious to enjoy it, but you can be religious. That's no problem.
Okay. Can I hold the book while you're showing me the poster?
Of course. Yeah, here you go.
Oh, I like this one. What's this bold text on the page across from it?
Oh, that's the passage that inspired the painting. There's 257 paintings in the book, like I said, so there's 257 of those bolded passages.
Oh, okay. Let me read it. It says, Lamentations 7:17, Behold, they're sitting down, and they're rising up. I am their music. Render unto them a recompense, O Lord, according to the work of their hands. Give them sorrow of heart, thy curse unto them. Persecute and destroy them in anger from under the heavens of the Lord. Whoa! I love it. especially all the pizza in it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, pizza has been incredibly important in my life when I think back. I've eaten so much of it and shared so many special times with friends while eating it. It seems like pizza's kind of captured everyone's imagination in the past few decades. I mean, I've only been around for a few decades, so I can't speak for earlier decades, but it's probably a safe guess to say that nowadays at least 75% of people eat it at least once a month.
Yeah, for sure. It's got my imagination held hostage. I think about it all the time, except for when I'm too stuffed after eating a ton of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see this poster now. Whoa, that is a cool poster. It says, as seen in the Neptune Tribune, the Daily Influencer, and the Tiffany Gazette, too. Actually, I think I might have heard of this now that you mention it.
Whoa, crazy.
Well, wow. So 90% of people said they would buy this book again if they didn't buy it yet, and 95% say they would recommend it to a friend. And 40% say that suggesting this book to their enemies would give a 30% chance that they'll no longer even be each other's nemesis. That's what? That's better than a 1 in 10 chance that broken relationships could heal by just suggesting this book to your enemy? Incredible. And 98% of people who bought this also said they rarely buy Bibles? Okay, so this one must be different then. Okay, yeah. Wow.
Whoa, who's this?
Oh, hey, Snowdrop. This is our cat, Snowdrop.
Is it okay if I pet it?
Oh, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Oh, man, great. I love cats. This one's a sweetie pie you got right here.
Yeah, she is. She's super old. She's like 20 years old. I can sometimes hear her joints creak when they move. Hey, you want to come inside, actually? I wasn't even expecting company, but we could eat some yummy snacks. Actually, I could order us some pizza, like in that illustration.
Yeah, sure, I'd love that. Thanks.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet deal, actually. I got a job recently at the pizza place down the street for a little extra spending money, you know, a little supplemental fun money, and I get half off pizzas. Yeah, I live with my parents here. I'm 36, but I don't really need to prove anything. Yeah, it's nice here.
Totally, I get it. I wish I didn't have to pay for room and board.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I wish you didn't have to pay. It sounds expensive.
Yeah, it is. But hey, you're the first person that let me in for some food and conversation. I honestly thought lots more people would do this, but you're the first.
Oh, yeah? That's interesting. Well, let me call in this pizza order. What do you like on your pizzas?
Oh, anything. You pick. I'll be super happy. Oh,
okay, well, I've been really into this vegan Supremo pizza they got. I'm not even vegan, but it's just super good, you know? It tastes complete, if you know what I'm saying. That cool?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, hold on. Hey, Timmy, it's Dennis. Yeah, no, I'm not working today, but you can't keep me away. Yeah, when I need some pizza, I need some pizza. You know what I'm saying? No, wait, what? Seriously? Wait, what? That's terrible. Well, I'm sure glad I'm not around there today. That's a big mess, it sounds like. And I hate cleaning. Sorry, man. But hey, I let a door-to-door salesman into my house, and we need some pizzas. Pronto. Can I get a large vegan Supremo? Okay. Thanks, Tim Tim. Yeah, delivery. All right. See ya.
Whoa.
Crazy. Someone came into the shop and slammed a pizza on the floor and said it was the worst pizza they'd ever had in their life. It exploded everywhere.
Whoa, that's insane.
Yeah, and then he picked off the cheese from the floor and threw it at all the employees while screaming for like 10 minutes before getting out of there.
Yikes. That sounds super scary, actually. And really, really messy.
Yeah, people seem to be falling apart for whatever reason. But hey, not our problemo today, am I right? Come on in. Have a seat at the table.
Okay.
Oh, you could just leave your shoes on. That's fine.
It's probably the best. My feet stink. Even if I'm not walking around all day like this selling stuff, my feet just stink.
Oh, yeah? I got the same problem, actually. And I have chilblains and Raynaud's in the winter on my toes and fingers.
Wait, what? I have all those same problems too. That's so funny. No one ever knows what I'm talking about when I say I have those ailments.
Oh, I figured out just last winter that you've got to wear warm socks all the time. If your feet start to feel like they're on fire, don't take off the socks like you would think. You just keep them on and hold on tight. Cooling them off makes it worse. It's something with the blood vessels.
Okay, good to know. I'll try that this winter.
Hey, you want something to drink? Want to try some bubbly water?
Yeah, definitely. I'd love some.
Great. I just made a batch. I make it myself. One second. Here.
Thanks.
Hey, you want some lime in there?
Yeah, sure. Please.
Okay. Squeezing it in.
Oh my gosh. This is the best sparkling water ever. How do you make it?
I just have this 5-pound cylinder of CO2 and a regulator I got from the welding supply shop and a connector tube from the internet and a little cap that screws onto a 2-liter bottle that connects to the tube. It's like $150 upfront cost, but then it's like 12 bucks a year about for all the bubbly water you can think to drink. I tell everyone about it, but no one listens. Sure, sometimes you want a can if you're out and about, but this is the way to go if you want some at home.
Incredible.
And by the way, people would probably buy that poster with all those cool graphs and charts on it if you made prints of it.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Thanks. I never thought of making copies of it. That's a pretty cool idea.
So, tell me a little bit about yourself. What are you doing? How are sales? How's it all going door to door with this book?
Oh, well, it's been all right, I guess. Actually, it's been weird, honestly. You're the first person that showed any interest. I mean, in this door-to-door situation. People have found out about it in other ways and picked up copies, but yeah, you're the first person to invite me in for pizza, that's for sure.
Well, it's an honor. This thing is crazy. Let me buy a copy now before I forget. Is cash okay?
Yeah, definitely. Wow, thanks. Cash is great. It's $130. Here, take this copy. It's yours. That one you saw earlier is my display copy. No one has flipped through or dinged up this one yet, though.
Oh, cool, thanks. Let me run to the foyer to get some moolah. I can't wait to look through it more. Here you go.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, so you've gone door to door with this a bit. What else have you tried? You have to get this out there. The world is ready for it.
Well, I don't really know what else to try. I did a big push to get pre-sales to fund the printing of it, and one hotel even bought a bunch of copies, one for each of its 30 rooms. You know, like in the tradition of the Gideons?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great, but that's kind of it. No other hotels seemed interested. I reached out to dozens and dozens of them. Word of mouth is moving some copies out the door, but yeah, I don't really know what to do besides this, just knocking on people's doors one by one.
Knocking on people's doors is great, but I think you might maybe want to consider diversifying your approach here. Okay, this is just a thought, but have you ever considered doing some advertising for it?
No, not really.
Well, you should think about it. Hey, I think I know where you should advertise. You know what I'm thinking?
No, I'm not sure.
Well, here's a little puzzle for you. Where does everyone have to go?
I don't know. To the bathroom?
Well, yes, but no. That's not what I have in mind. You can't advertise in people's bathrooms in their houses that I know of yet. Try again. The DMV! Exactly! That's probably where you're going to want to advertise first.
Crazy. That's where I finished reading the Old Testament about 7 years ago. Yeah, I remember there being monitors everywhere where advertisements were flashing. That's brilliant. You figured it out, Dennis.
Cool. Yeah, so what's your website for this book?
I don't have one, actually.
What? You could... You put in all this work for this book? You don't have a website?
Yeah, I guess not.
Well, you need a website for this book so you can steer people to it. It's got to have a good name, and it should probably have a .com at the ending. You don't usually want any of those .orgs or .nets, but there are exceptions. Yeah, you'll need a website for the DMV advertisement and any other promo that you want to do. Okay, let me see the business card.
I don't have one of those either.
What?
Yeah, I should probably get one made.
Yeah, well, yeah, you need one. Oh, yeah. Let me get my computer while we're waiting for the pizza. We'll find you a good website domain that's not taken yet. First things first. Hold on.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, one sec.
Hey, silly kitty cat. You're so cute. You're almost more like a dog with how you behave, but I can still tell you're a cat.
Okay, let's see. IllustratedOldTestament.com is available. That's probably too long, though, but maybe not. PicsOfGod.com is available. IllOldTestament.com is here. $12 a year. That's pretty good.
I mean, that one's pretty nice.
OldTestament.fun is available. What do you think about that?
Let's see. I mean, I love it, but I kind of think it should have some element in the name that carries some sort of weight, you know, something with authority.
Oh, yeah. Something with gusto and confidence and pizzazz.
Yeah. Actually, wait a second. Check to see if AmericasBible.com is available.
Okay, one sec. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait. Yes! It's available!
Yes! Oh, man, give me a hug.
Wow. Okay, let's let that sink in for a minute. You've got the perfect domain name. Wow. Okay, now, Sam. Do you have any other plans for today?
I'm still processing that domain acquisition. Give me a second. I guess I kind of just staked my claim as having the official Bible of America. I just got to keep letting that process some more. Those are big shoes to fill. The official Bible of America. Wow. Yeah. Let's see. Plans for the day? Not really. I was just going to keep trying to sell my book door to door. So, yeah, I guess just that.
Okay, well, the reason I'm asking is that I just took an online boot camp for web design and...
Hey, Dennis, the big game is starting. Want to come watch with me?
Sorry, Mom, I can't. I have a friend over.
Oh, okay, great, honey.
Sorry about that, Sam. Trust me, I love my parents, but I don't want to live at home forever, even though it's totally free. I'm 36 now. Did I say that already?
Yeah, that's okay, though. I'm 34, just so you know.
Cool. But anyway, I seriously don't know why she still keeps asking me if I want to watch football. That stuff is way too brutal. It frightens me. It feels so predatory. Why can't we bring back flag football? Now that's a sport I can get behind.
Yeah, flag football is the best. Maybe we should start a league or something. I think football is a fine game and all, but in tackle football, people's little fragile heads just get smashed real bad all the time and everyone cheers. Yeah, I agree. It's super scary.
It's just brutal. And it's like a pyramid where the bottom level of the pyramid is the wreckage of all the angry kids and teenagers with concussions from trying to make it big or even just playing in school for fun and messing up their heads and their knees. But think about brain injuries on that wide of a scale. For this one sport, it's just funneling wealth up to the advertisers and the team owners and all of that. And college players don't even get paid, barely, and they make people billions of dollars. It's like some twisted version of the American dream. You get to watch these athlete superheroes on TV, these embodiments of success and meritocracy, while getting pumped full of adrenaline and advertisements, suspending your disbelief of the trauma that surrounds it, getting emotionally invested in something you have no control over. It's blood sport. I could talk forever about how messed up spectator sports have become in this country, especially football.
Yeah, wow. Lots to think about there. You should start some sort of congregation where you talk about this stuff from up on the stage. I'm sure tons of people would attend.
Now there's an idea. Sorry, though, what was I saying? Oh, yes. I took an online boot camp for web design, and I need some pro bono experience. If you wanted to hang out for a couple of hours and work with me on it, I think we could knock out a cool website for you. And, if we're lucky, the business cards as well.
Whoa, incredible. Yeah, that would be huge.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be the pizza. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Trevor.
What's up, Dennis?
Oh, nothing. Just hanging out with some Bible salesmen, and we got hungry.
Oh, sweet. That's kind of weird, actually, but whatever.
No, man, this one's wild. He's all right. Anyway, you working tomorrow?
Yeah, how about you?
I always work Tuesdays, Trevor. You know that. I'll see you there. Here, keep the change.
Sweet. Thanks, man.
Yeah, well, hopefully no one else does one of those messy pizza rampages at the shop again today.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I'm still shaky from that. I mean, look at my hand.
Whoa, it's vibrating. That's nuts.
Yeah. Well, I gotta get back to work.
Whatever's clever, Trevor. Give Timmy a hug for me. See you tomorrow.
Later, Denny.
Pizza's here. Let's dig in.
Thanks, Dennis.
Yeah, sure. Don't mention it. And let's also dig into building this website. You know what I'm saying?
You bet I do.
Building this website. 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 Okay. So, we've got the perfect domain name. That's arguably the most important part out of the way. So let's just enter a little HTML.
And we want lots of pink in there, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Definitely going to want some pink. And we're going to drag and drop this element to the banner.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice one.
And add some code. I'll do that. And, yeah, we're going to want an online shop.
Yes.
And it seems like you're into hearts a lot, so...
Yes.
We'll want to use some of those.
Yes.
Although Dennis declared it would only take him 2 hours to design both a website and a business card, they wanted something real high quality. And since he was fresh out of his grueling website design boot camp, it took way longer. 2 hours turned into 4, which turned into 6, which turned into a pretty fun slumber party, actually. Dennis had extra PJs and a toothbrush still in the package. And in the morning, after a good sleep, with an incredible new website made, and with business cards designed and ordered, the two new friends bonded some more over a hearty pancake breakfast. Dennis's dad had just done a big shopping trip, so they had tons of toppings for their pancakes. Everything from walnuts and cinnamon to even whipped cream and sprinkles.
Now, you have to think about what products you want to sell on the website somewhere. I'm thinking pillowcases would be a big seller. It would be a great place to start. Say, can you pass me the whipped cream?
Sure. Yeah, that's a super good idea. I should probably have shower curtains. Most people use shower curtains unless they have one of those fancy showers with a glass door. I think shower curtains would be a big hit with the blue-collar crowd. I'm a tradesman myself, and I know I, for one, would love a cool shower curtain. Mine's all mildewy.
Yeah, that's a super smart idea. Hey, what about globes, too? Can you pass me the whipped cream again?
Yeah, sure, here. Globes? How would that work?
I'm not 100% sure, but I love that sphere format that spins on an axis. I think it would lend itself well to merch.
Yeah. I'll keep that in the back of my mind. That could be really cool. These pancakes are so good. I'm probably going to have another, but I'm going to.
Yeah, we have to deplete this stack. It's still up to my chin.
I really appreciate everything, Dennis. And I haven't had a sleepover party in a super long time. This is so fun. Why don't adults do this more often?
I don't know. I haven't had one in forever either. Come to think of it, it's probably been 25 years.
Just putting it out there, we could maybe put it in our calendars as a reoccurring event and do this maybe bi-monthly or something.
That's a great idea. I think bi-monthly can mean either twice a month or once every 2 months. It's kind of a confusing time describer. Which definition are you thinking?
Good question. Let's do it monthly so it's less confusing.
No, that worked fine for me.
Great. You know, I'm feeling super hopeful now. Like I'm on the right path. It feels just like I got born again or something, but with a super important purpose hardwired into my brain, I feel so light. Even though my belly is completely full of pancakes, I feel like I could just float away. I don't have to expend any brain energy on thinking about what I should be doing. I just kind of have to show up and hold the course now and trust that what I need to do will keep revealing itself to me.
That's super awesome.
Thanks. I had so many doubts and stuff till recently, Dennis. But yeah, now I'm bursting at the seams with all this hope. I almost can't contain it. A fisherman asked me a couple weeks ago what I'm doing with this book, like, what's the point of it? Not in a mean way, but just trying to, you know, get me to think critically about what my goals are and everything. And I didn't know then at all what to say. I didn't know what I was trying to do or why I was trying to do it. It was like super embarrassing to not know the answer to such a simple question. Like, why did I even make this book? Why am I on my 10th year of this project now? But I think I get it now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, I think, like my access point for the American dream. The Old Testament, it runs so deep in the veins of our empire, and for the most part, none of us know much about it. It's this mysterious book that's completely interlaced with the fabric of our history. It can't be separated, and everyone interprets it so differently. There's so many religious denominations and sub-denominations, they all think they have some special insight into the meaning of its words.
Did you get any special insight into its meaning after reading it?
No, not really. It felt important to read it on a surface level, though, without researching it. I needed to be exactly who I was when I met its words for the first time. I was just searching for passages that spoke to me enough to want to illustrate them. But I don't know. In doing so, I entered the conversation our ancestors started, and I got to communicate with them on some primal level, where I could update the symbolism and find or maybe create new meaning entirely. It felt important on a personal level to generate something new with it. It's like I got to build my house in the woods of the American psyche that I was dropped into, so I'm not so lost anymore. It was my chance to commune on some deeper subconscious level with history. Dennis?
Yeah?
With your help and incredible ideas, I think I can do this. I think my goal is to sell 100,000 copies of the Illustrated Old Testament and get the Pope to buy a copy, and I think I can get the Vatican to buy all the originals for $1 million so I won't have to work as a tradesman anymore.
Hey, that's really good to hear, Sam. I believe in you. Before meeting you today, well, yesterday, I guess, I mean, I almost forgot we just had a sleepover. Anyway, yeah, I didn't feel like our generation had the luxury to subscribe to the American dream anymore. But if you pull this off, well, I don't know. Maybe you'll save us all.
Thanks, Dennis, for saying that. It's so nice to think maybe I can save the world. I think the American dream is maybe just dormant, like a sad old volcano or something, waiting for the right shift in some ancient tectonic plates or something to fire it up again. But I think this time, if it erupts, instead of shooting out murderous, power-hungry, endless expansion lava, it will shoot out lava made of happiness, true spiritual wealth, and love. That fisherman told me that those three things are there for anyone in America who works hard and wants it bad enough. He really sounded like he knew what he was talking about, too. I mean, if I pull this off, I think I just might be able to drag America out of its place of rapid, tragic decline before it completely devours itself and takes the whole world down with it.
Well, I have total confidence in your product. And yeah, don't forget, I got that merch section up and running on your website, so fill that in with cool merch ASAP. You should put copies of that informational poster up there, too. I'll certainly buy a copy. I have the perfect spot for it on the ceiling above my bed.
Awesome, I will. And I'll just mail you one on the house. I can't thank you enough for all the amazing work you did last night, Dennis. Now I can start advertising at the DMV. My life begins right now.
Get it, Sam. And call me if you need anything. Say, you got a pen?
Yeah, hold on. Okay.
Okay, my number is 4012-604-711.
Okay. Got it. Thanks, Dennis. And happy birthday, man. I should probably get going now. These heavy books don't sell themselves, you know, at least not yet.
Oh, it feels so good to be 37, finally. Okay, bye. See you soon. Either for flag football or for a slumber party.
Cool. Bye, Dennis.
And Sam?
Yeah?
You said you've sold about 250 books already, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, if my calculations are correct, you are 1/250th of the way there.
I am?
Yeah, to 100,000 copies sold.
Wow, so 250 times 250 is 100,000?
Yep.
Wow. All I have to do is do what I just did 250 more times. Cool. Okay, see ya.
Bye, Sam.
That was episode 2 of Birth of a Salesman named Sam Has a Slumber Party with Dennis. Thanks for listening. The part of Dennis was played by Skylar Nowinski. Dennis's mother was played by Chelsea Newhart. Trevor was Jacoby Johnson. Colin Sins played Cody Maloney, and Sam Robertson was played by himself. This episode was narrated and produced by Dan Dukic. He also did the music and sound design. This closing song is called No Path Forward by the controversial New Skinny Pill. Tune in next week for episode 3 called Sam's Business Cards Arrive.